accept it that soon you'll be drenched to the bone.
It's Judith Regan, and we are back with a fascinating guest. There is a very interesting new service that's being offered. It's the world's first global DNA matching service. It's called Gene Partner, and the managing director, Dr. Tamara Brown, joins us from Zurich, Switzerland. Welcome.
Yes. Hello. Thank you.
So now tell us exactly what Gene Partner is.
So Gene Partner is a matching service that provides people, both singles and couples, with information about their genetic compatibility. For singles, that means people who are looking for their ideal partner, either on the online dating sites or maybe on some social networks. They can, before they meet in person the people they're interested in, they can actually test their genetic compatibility and find out whether there would be this magical spark between them, this attraction that sometimes we have with people and which is actually based in genes.
So genetic compatibility is something that actually has to do with behavior?
In a sense, but actually it has more to do with the smell. So when you meet somebody and you have a good feeling and you just click together, you say that there's a good chemistry between you, what it actually means on the scientific level is that you can sense his immune system. The basic principle behind it is that people who have dissimilar immune system, or to be more exact, dissimilar HLA molecules, which is human leukocyte antigen molecules, they attract each other. And the reasoning behind it is that people with dissimilar HLAs have more chance to have a progeny, to have children that are more resistant to disease, that are healthier, healthier children.
But if you have similar immune systems and you have a weakened immune system, does that mean you'd be attracted to someone else with the same sort of weakened immune system?
It's a complementary. So we can't talk about weak immune system. It's just different set of genes. So if you think about fighting diseases as a set of weapons, you want to have a different kinds of tools to fight the diseases. So if one person brings into the progeny one set of tools, the other person can bring another set of tools. That means that children will be able to fight the disease more and will be healthier. That's as opposed to both parents bringing actually the same set of tools.
And what about for people who are not interested in having children or are beyond their childbearing years?
I think the principle is still the same because it's really on a biological instinctual level. So even if you are older, if you had no children, so maybe it's your second marriage or a new relationship, I think the basic principle stays the same. So we can apply the same algorithms on people of all ages, really.
So how do you actually do this? How do you do the gene testing?
So the principle or the procedure is this. So if somebody wants to become a Gene Partner member, they can come on our site and order a test.
And that's genepartner.com.
Genepartner.com, exactly.
Right, yeah. Genepartner.com.
And we will, upon receival of their shipping address, we will send them a kit. That kit involves it consists of buccal swabs, and buccal swabs is like a little brush that you use to collect the cells from the inside of your cheek. It's completely painless, so it's not a problem at all. Anybody can do it. For quality control, we do it in triplicates, so there are three little swabs like that. And people can take the DNA themselves and send it back in the enclosed envelope to us.
And how much does it cost?
We have two tests. One is for singles, which costs $199. This is a promotional price until end of the year for our launch. And there is another test, which can be done by couples. This is $299 US, also till end of the year.
And then you get a report back. How long does it take?
It takes about 15 days for a genetic test to be completed. And after that time, so once we have the genetic data, we inform our members that they can start using their results, or to be more exact, they can start using their gene partner ID.
And that is registered on your website, the gene partner ID?
Exactly. So gene partner ID is a unique personal number that all of our members get, and they, by themselves, they don't mean anything, so they don't reveal any information, but they are linked to the results of the HLA test in our system. And by using gene partner ID and the password that we sent to our members, they can log in on genepartner.com and do the matches.
So then they put in their number, the other person has their numbers, and your computers are always running to look for matches?
Exactly.
So are there geographical? Is there a geographical basis, or is it worldwide?
It's a worldwide.
So, and how many people do you have in your base right now? How many people have done this to date?
A lot. So we are actually, we launched a little bit over 10 days ago. And we got a huge response. I mean, we are really very happy with the interest that we got. It also was very surprising to see that orders came from all over the world. So it really, really did travel around the globe.
So you find you're compatible. You find a match on your website. And then what happens? I mean, is there any kind of a biographical sheet? Do you fill out your age? Do you fill out... Or does that all come up with the gene testing?
It actually doesn't. So what I think is very important to sort of point out is that Gene Partner is a complementary service to either online dating sites or social platforms. So Gene Partner tests can tell you whether you have a good basis for a really good, solid, long-term relationship. But it can't tell you things that are also very important, such as age, similar interests, similar goals, similar type of education. These are all the things that people usually put in their member profiles on, for example, online dating sites that are very important. The one thing that they don't know when they are maybe chatting to somebody online is how would they feel if they were really 1 meter away from them, and this is what we bring them.
So this is actually going to test the chemical reaction you're going to have with somebody?
Yes.
All right, and have any, in the last 10 days, because I know you only launched this 10 days ago, have any of those couples gotten together?
No, it's a little bit too early.
But I assume you've tested this and you've worked with a lot of people in the testing process.
Yes, so I mean, our data and the research that has been done is more than 4 years. And we've tested a large number of couples that are in long-term relationships that have, majority of them have children. So this has been tested on what we consider a successful relationship.
And then did any of those couples give you feedback about whether or not they thought it was accurate? Like what sorts of comments did you get?
The research was combined on the genetic test and the questionnaire that followed the test. And in that questionnaire, we wanted to find out things such as and what level are they intimate. For example, how did they meet? Was their relationship something that grew out of friendship? Or would they characterize it as a love at first sight, which is a fairly different type of start for a relationship.
But did you find that your genetic testing, that you could predict what their answers would be?
Yes, yes. So we had about half of the couples that we tested, we used to set up the base and to see the specific patterns that are repeatable. And on the other half, we actually looked for whether we can confirm our algorithm, and that would absolutely came through.
And can you predict through the genetic testing who's going to get divorced? Should you leave your husband.com? Have you done it on yourself?
Yes, I have.
And did you do it after you got married, or?
Yes. So actually, it was interesting. My husband and I actually met online as well, and I think, or I consider us quite lucky, because we did not have a gene partner test to try out before how we will match and whether there will be a chemistry. But I think we were lucky because there was when we met. So we are happily married.
And what happens when you're at a stage in your life when you're beyond all the chemistry? And you just want a good companion to have a conversation with. Do you measure good conversationalists by their gene testing?
I actually think that that it works really for all ages. I think you never really get old and for that kind of thing. And
right.
There's always chemistry. There's always excitement.
Oh, it's great. Well, we'll have to try it out.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we'll have to try it out. Very interesting. It's called genepartner.com. Check it out. And Dr. Tamara Brown is the managing director. Thank you so much for sharing that and being with us.
Thank you very much for inviting me.